political protests, shopping statistics, and a cacophonous crowd all coming your way on CNN Student News. But we start with diplomacy and a dispute. The dispute is about a section of sky over part of Asia. China, Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. all fly planes through the area. But recently, China said it owns the airspace. That's led to tensions between several Asian governments. Vice President Joe Biden is on a trip to Asia right now. He's hoping to provide some of the diplomacy and to keep the tense situation from turning into something worse.
Vice President Joe Biden, with one eye towards a possible 2016 bid, is getting the chance to flex his international muscle power in Asia.
The United States has an interest in the lowering of tensions in this vital region, as I believe all the countries in Northeast Asia share that same interest with us.
Biden, in crisis manager mode, arrived in Tokyo as the region confronts a power grab by Beijing. China declared it now controls a vast portion of the airspace over the East China Sea and remote islands that both China and Japan claim. Biden will bluntly ask the Chinese leaders their military intentions when he stops in China next. U.S. officials worry China's ultimate aim is a confrontation with Japan.
We, the United States, are deeply concerned by the attempt to unilaterally change the status quo in the East China Sea. This action has raised regional tensions and increased the risk of accidents and miscalculation.
China is demanding aircraft flying through the zone file flight plans and maintain radio contact. While some U.S. commercial airliners are complying, U.S. military aircraft will not. And the Obama administration is making clear it rejects China's declaration of the Air Defense Identification Zone.
This is in no way indicates U.S. government acceptance of China's requirements.
The U.S. insists it will continue flying military aircraft through the Chinese zone and has begun a long-planned deployment of advanced P-8 reconnaissance aircraft to Japan that can carry torpedoes, missiles, bombs, and mines. Barbara Starr, CNN.